Thank you for inviting me here today to speak in this conference. As I was introduced, my name is Inakta Zelčs-Simonsen, I'm from Latvia, and I was asked today to speak about museums and creative industries. But before that, I need to say some words about organization which I'm representing here. And this organization is Think Tank Creative Museum. We are an independent think tank working in Latvia. And actually, we are serving now already for 4 years as a platform for sharing knowledge, experience, innovation, and creativity. And actually, we are work a lot on topic museums and creative industries, and we are lobbying or advocating cross-sectoral collaboration and partnerships in the museum sector and within the museum sector and outside the museum sector. So, as I said before, I was asked to speak about museums and creative industries and what it all about. We as a think tank was started work with this theme 4 years ago, but since 2014 we are coordinating the working group Museums and Creative Industries within NEMO. I presume that you all know a network of museum organizations and some of you are even partners in this organization. And so 2 years we are now coordinating this working group, and we have members from in this working group from Iceland, Romania, Poland, Latvia, and this year we have new partners from Sweden and Denmark as well. So before we started to do this in European scale, for 2 years we mapped cooperation between museums and creative industries in Latvia. We worked with museums, we worked with creative industries, and actually we asked them three simple questions. Why you need to work with museums if you are creative industry sector, or why you need to work with creative industries if you are museum representative? Second question was what is added value if you values if you are working with museums or creative industries, and what is challenging? Afterwards, I will show you some examples what we got as responses. But yes, we are trying to monitor the situation still in Latvia and in those all mentioned countries as well. In 2015, we began develop a methodology for recording added value, because you can map practices, you can speak about good examples, but you need methodology to approve this added value, the synergies, what is happening, why this synergy is happening, and actually what are the benefits of such cooperations. But because if you are advocating for museum and creative industries, the question always came out, what it mean, why we need to cooperate between these two sectors. So, and our focus is on museums and creative economies as an undervalued resource for developing products and services with high added value. And I will come to this later again, why we are thinking that this is undervalued resource. Our aim is actually argue in support of museums as an important support base for the creative industries. And sometimes museums can be creative industries by themselves. And actually, it's not so important either you are saying that your museum is only support base for creatives, or you are saying that sometimes, and some museums, for example, in Latvia, we have some good examples where museums are creative industries by themselves, where they where museums are part of a wider regeneration plan for all part of city or all part of region. So, and we are, and actually you could ask the question, what it's all about? It's a question which was asked at the beginning. And we are saying that cooperation between museums and creative industries is the basis of communication work of a modern museum. And we could, we can put it even simple, more simple in a more simple way. And this is an attempt to talk to the audience in a language it understands. And if we are thinking about modern museum, 21st century museum, then we could argue that cooperation between museums and creative industries is the same as you are speaking with your audiences in the 21st century language. And this could be cooperation in a field of mobile application, digitalization, but it could be cooperations which mean better museum services, better exhibitions, work with designers, work with fashion designers, and so on and so on. So it is speaking in understandable language with audiences. We have challenges as well, or you could say this could be aims as well for our working group and for our think tank. And these challenges would be, I will name four challenges. To raise the profile of museums in the context of creative industries, to learn more about cooperations between museums and creative industries, what is happening, where and how, to prove the benefits of cooperation among cultural and creative industries for the policymakers, and as I said, we are working group within NEMO, so we are producing these policy recommendations for NEMO as well. It's not only about national research, it's about European-wide research and European-wide policy advices for policymakers. And a fourth one is to stimulate future cooperations among museums and creative economies. And it's actually one of most important challenges, how we can develop these cooperations, how we can advocate this cooperation, and again, what would be added value of this cooperations. Therefore, in 2015, we produced a report, Museums and Creative Industries, and we worked on a test methodology. We tested this methodology at first in Latvia. We produced this report, and then this year we are doing this methodology in Romania, Poland, and Iceland. What we did was this. This report consists of two parts. One part is like more philosophical one, where we worked with museums and creative industries. We asked their opinions. We spoke with them. We collected these case studies. And there are only some examples of opinions from creative industries. I presume that I need not to say to museum professional audience what museums could say about cooperation with creative industries. Therefore, I will present only opinion from creative industry part. So one of examples, again from Latvia, fashion designer created a collection which was inspired by museum artwork collection. So, and what she said, why this is important to work with the museum. So, at first she said that being approached by a museum, it was a great honor for her. But more important what she said, it is a fantastic idea to combine artwork from the last century with a contemporary take on it, the surviving and exhibiting in, it on a larger scale. And it's why she think it's important to cooperate with museum. About added value, it is a modern and cool of a museum to cooperate with contemporary designers to create accessible design products. And about challenges, actually it's again a good one. It's to give the collection second life by reviving it and promoting museum values. And actually this collection was very good received in Latvian society, and then this collection was bought by another museum in Germany for their collection. So you can see how new collections versus added values from the museum collection can live not only one life, but to invest in a succession. So another one example is about porcelain plate, and it was again inspired by museum collection, by collection from a design museum, and about added values. So what the artist said about added values. She studied museum collection, and then she created a contemporary porcelain plate, which looks equally good on a wall or a dinner table. About challenges, it's actually my favorite challenge set by creative industries. Museums are like photo albums of the entire country, which can be opened, examined, and supplemented from time to time. And third example is from design company. This design company during last 2 years did a lot exhibition work in Latvia, and what they are saying about these challenges and added values. There are some examples. Motor Museum, previous one was from a design exhibition. Some souvenir work for the same Motor Museum collection. And what they are saying. Museum is a three-dimensional story, the examination of which requires maximum participation from the visitors. Our job as design company's job is to create a room that tells a story. About added values, interdisciplinary teams consisting of professionals from various fields who work together to create an outstanding result, an exhibition in a museum. And challenges, and here you can see even stereotypes which come out from such discussions with creative industries. It's not only about challenges. Challenge is not only excellent exhibition. A challenge could be teamwork, actually, where museum people and creative industry people need to break stereotypes. Who is doing what? And about expertises and those teamworks. And one more stereotype is that design today is so much more than a beautiful attire. So, and now we are, and then second part of our report was the test methodology. And we sent 47 questionnaires asking 47 museums to share their opinions on how they work on this topic, museums and creative industries. We got responses, then we went even more further. We asked some museum managers to answer to more in deep questionnaires, and then we compared these interviews with what they are stating in their policy documentation, which you can find in, for example, in their website. And then very nice and very strange sometimes things came out, because it's not always the same what we are stating in policy documents, which is publicly available, and what we are saying when, for example, economists or sociologists come to you and ask this question in person. So, and then we have conclusions from this, but here I will show you only five recommendations which came out of this test methodology, because I think that we can apply these methodologies to almost to all countries in Europe, and maybe even wider when we are speaking about challenges or problematic areas in this field, when we are speaking about museums and creative industries. So, recommendations. First one, information. Because museums are not aware of what creatives are doing, and creative industries sometimes don't know what museum collections is about, what we actually what is a museum and what they can use for their creative economies from the museum collections. Second one is about openness, that one of the biggest problems is that museums are still traditional, still conservative institutions. And when museums are approached by creative industry people, they are sometimes are saying that they are not willing to cooperate. So again, openness. Then third one was that we need a little bit more pressure from our governing organizations, because you know we can say that we would like to work with creative industries, but it's again only one or two museums who would like to say so. But if we have only a declarative statement from, for example, from cultural ministry or other ministries who are governing museums, that this is important topic, that it could be of great benefit for the for these corporations, and maybe we could even think about some finance support for these corporations. It could be even better. Networking would be of greater importance, that people from both sides need to come together and to discuss not only good results of cooperation, but failures as well, problematic issues as well, copyrights issues, attitude issues, and so on. That networking would be of, again, of great importance. And fifth, again, most important one for the museum sector is digitalization. Because you know, creative industry people can find your collections, but because it's all about collections, it's all about how we can reuse our collections and how we can give them added value. So digitalization and good quality images is very important. And it came out from this research as well. Then, as I said before, this year we applied this methodology further to three countries, to Iceland, Romania, and Poland, because we would like to have a broader perspective of how it's happening in European countries. What we can say as conclusions is that we are witnessing more and more good and outstanding examples what is happening in the museum field. But we knew this already, but this research proved what was expected. That there are still a lack of awareness of potential as regards museums working closely with the creative sector. This year we sent questionnaires to 20 European countries asking to fill the same questionnaire, and the response rate was very low. And then it was came out that museum organizations like museums associations or cultural ministries so far have not considered this type of information about cooperation between museums and creative industries, as something they need to pay much attention. And you remember recommendation about pressure from management organizations. It's not even about pressure, it's about collecting the data, what is happening already in the museum field, for example. And yes, and in this research we saw that this is a problematic issue, so we need to solve this out. And again, maybe it's due to one more stereotype, that when we are speaking about creative industries, we are speaking about creative economies. And therefore, museums are afraid that this could be about commercialization. And therefore, it's not on their agenda at the moment, because sometimes we misunderstand these topics. That museums and creative industries not always about profit, it's about added values and synergies, and it's not about commercialization. But this came out from this research, so we need to work with this again further. And After testing this, and after our researchers analyzed this, we said that yes, we will continue this methodology, but we need more case studies, more good examples to be able to show nice pictures, nice examples of what is happening, and we need to promote this further. Yes, and practically this would result in a European handbook during next year and year after. During next 2 years, we will be able to produce this handbook with European examples of what is happening in Europe. And very small letters, but it's my last slide. And when we speak about added values in the context of economy, museums and creative industries keep revealing new horizons for cooperation. And benefits from this cooperation will not come to museums and creatives immediately. So we need to be more patient when we are speaking about this cooperation. As I said before, it's not only about economical benefit, but working very closely together with creative industries, with professional designers, with information technology experts, with translators, with museum professionals, when we are work all together, we are creating best and most memorable museum experience. And if museums will be more popular, and if museums will become more popular, and if museums will start to speak with their audience in 21st century language, then their economical return also increases. So, thank you.